Welcome back to the Quality Time Podcast. And got a little bit of a, we're calling it over quality time. Our guest canceled at the last minute, and we needed to come up with a show, but I couldn't show prep for a whole other movie on such short notice. So you're getting a little preview of what we've always imagined our Patreon content would be. We're going to pull back the veil, tell some kind of personal stories about our lives. In particular, in this episode, is about our crazy schizophrenic uncle, Jeffrey. So get ready, get strapped in. Of course, do the regular shit that I ask every week. I ask for, hop on there, follow us if this is your first time listening, drop us some nice comments, leave a 5-star rating if you are so inclined. It costs you absolutely nothing and means the world to us here. So without further ado, get strapped in, crank that volume all the way, break the knob off, and get ready for over quality time.
Hello, kiddies. It's your old pal, the Crypt Keeper. This is a big shout out to my friends at Quality Time Podcast.
Megastars of Baltimore starts in 6 months.
All right, I'm in.
And we can also, and if not, we'll just sell drugs and do pornos.
Now that's where you had me. That's where you had me.
Hey, when you gotta suck a dick, you gotta suck a dick.
You gotta be sucking a motherfucking dick.
And I do mean man on man dick sucking. I'm not talking, female anywhere. So guess what happened at work this week?
What's that? Oh yeah! By the way, welcome to the Quality Time Podcast. We're calling this over quality time. Okay, this is an overtime episode that we're recording here.
If you have the Patreon, we're both naked and we're both showing our dicks,
fully nude and engorged.
Not even our faces. So your ugly mugs.
Yeah, brother. So I'm sorry. What were you saying, Jeremy?
Nothing important. Fuck it. I don't care.
Put it on the show. What are we talking about? Come on. You just forgot at this point.
No, I did not forget. I'm trying to be funny. It's funny and ha-ha, funny queer. So, okay. We got a new employee this week. We actually got two new employees.
So at your job, you're...
Don't give any more information. Okay. This is very bad. This is horrible.
Okay, so you don't want to... We're not naming names, but you work at some type of job. I'm not without giving it away, but it's like a... It's an assembly type job, right?
It's a job. Let's just say I don't want any more this information going further than this podcast.
Okay.
But the new employees, they are just fantastic.
Okay.
Won't name any names. Won't name who they are, where they live, or, who they are.
But Rob Creamer. Sorry.
Well, we aren't too far off. We are not too far off. Let's just say Rob is a little bit more legal.
Okay.
First day of the job, the mail seemed a little off. And when I say seemed a little off, he seemed like he got dumber as the night went on.
Okay.
And when I mean dumber, I mean slower and almost to the point of being retarded more than... Sloth from Goonies. I think it took me about 2 hours to realize he was higher than any person I've ever seen working on a job high.
Now, what kind of high? Are we talking smoking the marijuana? Is he on PCP? Are we doing the crack cocaine?
smoking the weed. Half the employees smoked the weed.
So you're talking, no. This is something heavier than the weed.
I don't know that much about the weed to know how high you can get on the weed, but I'm assuming if he was on the weed, he would have eaten like an entire tray of edibles.
An entire tray. So this guy, if the level he was at, he's 1,000 milligrams of THC into the night to get this behavior out of him.
But no, I know enough, and I saw enough that he was probably eating an 80 oxy or something.
Oh, okay. So you're thinking this is pain pills that we're on, a little bit of synthetic heroin.
Yes. And it's not so bad. Everybody gets high these days. Everybody smokes. I can smell it in between the breaks. Not to get anybody fired from this, but this boy could not perform a job so badly that I am like locked on him all fucking night and watching my other fellow employees try to carry his ass because he can't do his job because he's so slow. It's almost like when you're so high, you try to actually move and actually, and yes, he almost tripped and fell on his ass. And yes, a job that should take a couple of seconds took him 30 seconds each and every box that he had to move. Hence, all of the boxes are built are just piling up, and he's drowning. And I'm looking at like, oh my gosh, how the fuck is anybody expected to get so fucking high on their first day of fucking work? And he has kept his job all week.
Well,
and every other day, high as a fucking kite. Every other day, not that high.
Well, hey, listen. I would say if you are a drug addict that pops pills, which we're assuming, right? We're taking some leaps here.
I'm about 99% sure because I saw him do it right in front of me.
I think the important thing that you do is you got to show people the person you are day one, okay? I mean, if I'm...
Exactly.
You know what
right.
I mean? Don't fucking... I don't want to set an expectation that I'm not going to be able to meet because I'm going to be sober day one. No, you got to fucking...
That's the Rob Creamer way.
You got to fucking pop a couple of... Zanny up in your system, stumble around, not know how to use a pallet jack, and get fucked up, and let them know, hey, this is me, accept it or leave it, sister, yeah, because I could go right back to the streets where I'm blowing dudes for $15.
But this job was unbelievably difficult for him to do, to actually function like a normal human fucking being. And the one thing is, like, here's the job. Stack a box on a pallet. The person had problems stacking a box the right way up on other boxes. Like, you can't figure out what the top of the box is anymore, and you're looking at it like you're so fucking high, and I'm watching him trying to find the holes on the side of the box. Like, getting to the hole with his finger was actually trying to him. I'm like, hey. Oh my fucking goodness.
And you know what? You look at that as a bad thing. I look at that as that's working smart. You understand, right? If you're managing your habit to the best of your abilities right now,
I think
everyone over. It's fun. So work's going good. Now you said that there was one bad employee, but you're saying there's another one who's almost as bad as this one.
The other one is the partner in crime, which actually performs their job very well, even though they're still high.
Okay, so maybe, hey, if anything, if you're the other guy who's getting, like, fucking zannied up before a shift, you need that guy as your fall guy. Like, you have to outperform him. Maybe he got that guy hired so you could be like, look how fucking good this guy is. I mean, shit.
No, the other guy obviously might be only doing like a 30 versus the 80 to 100 whatever milligram this motherfucker's taking.
That makes sense.
And the best part is that the buddy saw how fucked up he was and got really upset and was like, what the fuck's wrong with you? What the fuck is wrong with you? As everybody else in the place was like, and I'm just thinking, this guy's got to be fired tonight. He's got to be fired. And my supervisor, I literally helped him put a box up on the right on side it needs to go, as if it's hard to figure out what the top and bottom of the boxes are. Well,
I dig that. I get that. I bet you he passed the drug test somehow, though. So, Jeremy, we have a lot to get to. I'm gonna pause the show.
Sandlot?
I'm gonna pause the show so we could talk about what happened last week, because you haven't heard what happened last week. And then when we come right back, which will sound like no time has elapsed for you, we'll talk about what our guest said about you last week and some of the things that she said. So Jeremy, now that you're up to date, I know there's a brief pause there. You slid into Josie Marcelino's DMs last week, and all you sent her was a picture of you and your clown friends, and then sent nothing else. Now, before you tell me how it happened, I have two theories, okay? And then I want you to clear up what happened with me. Is that fair?
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay, so number one, there's only two things. One is that I think that you probably sent it by accident, and then it just got sent, and then you never looked at it again. But what if that's not the case? This is my theory, okay? And I'll either be validated or shot down. That you were like, you know, a new guest, she's never met me before, let me introduce myself. Maybe a picture can say 1,000 words. You just chose a picture of you and your clown friends as an introduction to her and be like, yeah, that's all that bitch needs to know. Boom, send it.
Exactly. You know, number one, her main picture is as a clown. So she's a clown cosplay already.
Well, she does do a clown cosplay, but I believe she's dressed up as a childhood clown from like one of those kid shows. I can't remember the one, but Tommy knew which one it was.
She's done Laura Croft.
Uh-huh.
And she's done all these other cosplays, so she's very cosplay. That's number one. That's like, you know, second nature to her. So it's like, oh, well, I'll just show her. She probably knows I'm cosplay anyway, but here's the picture of me and my clown cosplay buddies. But the other thing is, Father Evil has gotten so popular that I thought she might actually know him. So obviously she doesn't know who Father Evil is. Doesn't they haven't crossed paths, but Father Evil's getting around.
Well, she's not really in the horror con community. She's more of like an anime nerd kind of cosplayer, I would say. She falls more into that crowd. So I bet you they really haven't crossed paths. She hasn't gotten into the horror genre, if you will.
Yeah. So I was throwing that out with hoping that, but other thing, it was so early in the morning after being off work, I wasn't going to say anything stupid or try to actually, you know.
Hey, have you seen my clown buddies?
Yeah.
These are me and my clown friends.
Well, I think it's great that she noticed that Cheeks is a female clown cosplay too, so she's great.
That's good. That's good. So I was correct in saying that you were like, you went through her Instagram and then you were like, oh, she's a cosplayer. Let daddy show you how it's done.
No, I just, it was her Facebook. So.
All right. That's fair enough. You know, Josie, she has a huge following on the Instagram. She's got she's got big time numbers, mostly because, I can't imagine the reason why she has a lot of followers, but she's a good cosplayer though. She really is.
I can't understand why Power Girl is so popular either. So.
Hey, what about Power Bottom Girl? And it's actually a dude.
Yeah.
Do you like that? That's the best I could do.
Yeah,
you know, that's all I got.
A lot of gay men out there. So.
There are a lot of gay men. So you missed a good episode last week, obviously talking about Josie's strep infected asshole. I played some of that for you. And
I make a comment about that?
Yeah, of course.
Probably worth it.
Probably. You go down there, it smells like sourdough. You're like, I'm going to roll the dice 50-50. Let's just see what happens here.
Yep. It's well worth strep. Yeah.
Now, Jeremy, are you I don't really talk about, I mean, I do talk about your sex life, but I'm not an asshole eater. Mm-hmm. Have you ever gotten into the asshole eating game, or has that ever happened to you?
Oh, God, no.
You've never gotten or received. You never received or sent it out.
No.
Okay. No, I don't think so either.
That's for Steve-O gay, no matter what sex.
You think that's too gay. You can't touch tongue to asshole.
I don't see any point. Definitely would not. And the thought of it with my wife frightens me to a special core.
What if your wife came to you tonight and be like, listen, let's spice things up. Get into fucking big baby position. I need to go to town. Do you say no? Or do you say, let's give this a go and see where it's at, and I need to look at pictures of a very... I don't know. Like, take me through that. What if she gave you that ultimatum? Is it over? Is your marriage over at that point?
That would mean I've been doing some heavy heroin. So
you need heroin to do it. So if she asked and she said, hey, can I lick your asshole? It's a strong no from Jeremy Woodworth. Can't do it.
I don't have any problem with somebody doing it to me, but me doing it to my wife?
No, I kind
of question suicide.
But if she's down there and then all of a sudden went south and then gave you a little spit clean down there, you're like, hey, is that kind of how it plays out? Or,
you know, I hate to admit this to our listeners, but I'm when it comes to sex, I'm almost Amish, you know.
That's it. You don't explore the male butthole, even if it's your own. You never slit a pit.
After 10 years of marriage, I'm just happy to actually have sex once a year, you know?
Yeah.
Just admit it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Listen, Jeremy, I'm not in the asshole eating game, getting, receiving, or anything in between. That's a young man's sport, and I'm past my prime. I can't get into new.
That's for the kids. Kids are into that kind of stuff, not us old people.
You know, my children one day, I'm hoping will be pioneers of the ass eating business one day. Okay. So, you know, I can look forward to that, but, you know, I grew up in a different time where the butthole was frowned upon. Okay. And I've heard it has.
My fantasy is me with two 18-year-old girls on their knees. So that's real sex for me. So.
Ew, 18 and girls, yuck. You put a couple of boy pussies in front of me though. I'm in town.
And I'm playing guitar on the special rubber band Fury. Road Mad Max. So
okay, fair enough. Now, Jeremy, you did watch the. I know we're going over last week's episode again. Quality time, overtime. We're going here. We were supposed to have a real episode this week, and there will be a real episode next week. But the show we prepped for, our guest was very strong about doing a very particular episode, and which our next episode, spoiler alert, is The Crow with Christopher Lawrence. So you can blame Christopher Lawrence for not having. Not being ready for this episode proper of Quality Time. But
special Patreon extra episode.
No, we don't have a goddamn Patreon, but we should. We probably should. Hey, slide in our DMs if you'd pay $5 to listen to this content. That's what I want to hear. Now, secondly, Jasmine, our mother, okay? Let me switch tracks here. Our sweet mother is... Going through some shit right now, okay? She's cooped up in the house by herself, but we have a schizophrenic uncle that we've talked about multiple times on the show. His name is Uncle Jeffrey. He kind of talks like this all the time. Hey, Jer, it's me, Uncle Jeff again. You think you could pick me up right now and get me a part for my lawnmower that actually worked in 1978? Because I haven't seen it since then. And like that. So he constantly...
I have a little something to clear my throat. Just give me a second.
I just got to clear my throat real quick, Jeremy. If you don't mind, I got to do this for the next 6 hours.
So...
Let me chime in the 5-second story of the one time Jeff actually.
So
came
you actually
the-
there was a time where you had to room with Uncle Jeffrey. No,
no, no. I would have killed him.
No, wasn't there a time where he lived at mom's house and you also lived at mom's house and that you guys have crossed paths? You shared a dwelling at one time.
No, it never happened because the threat of him coming over made me completely lose my fucking mind, and I spent a month in the hospital. Just then, the idea of Jeff coming over. The one time that Jeff had to stay at my house over in Catonsville was the night that we sat with Jared and him watching The Cable Guy. And after about 5 minutes of hearing him do his throat clearing, I said, Jeff, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. And I literally, he gives me this like knee tap, like threatening me, like, this is something I do, Jeremy. No, you're going to never fucking do that again. You're not going to fucking clear your throat during this entire fucking movie. No, and I was ready to punch his fucking lights out. He has no sense of.
Yeah, it's a, and I know it sounds like we're being mean to a man who has clear mental disabilities, but no, I will back this up. Asshole. I'll back this up. He's completely insufferable to be around. I mean, God bless any person or any group home that can deal with him for more than 24 hours, because it's fucking difficult. I only see him once a year, if that, and that hour or two that I'm around him is so fucking horrible that I can't move on.
He gets into fights all the time, and he'll end up having to move because he has no decorum whatsoever. He doesn't care.
So, and he constantly has like a nervous tic. He's a severe schizophrenic, and it's bad, right? It's fucking bad. So, he got kicked out of his latest group home recently. Okay, so mom calls me up to tell me, you know, in where I'm recording this now. She calls me about a week ago, and she says, Jeffrey's been with me for 6 days, which, by the way, sounds, I know that doesn't sound like, that's a fucking eternity to be with Jeffrey.
Literally, he will be over for an hour, and I just hear mom just start screaming incessantly.
And my mom has dealt with Uncle Jeremy her entire life.
You said Jeremy.
she's dealt with her brother, Jeffrey, her entire life, and he's fucking difficult to be around. Okay, there's no way around it. I don't care what kind of bleeding heart that you have, that you think you could take care of the mentally ill. This is a different level of mentally ill than that most people can handle, and frankly nobody's been able to handle him at this point. He's horrible. He also farts constantly. I need to camera that. He has to fart every like couple minutes, and like he'll just go, oh gosh, like every time there's a slight embarrassment, but he never stops. He never tries to remove himself from the situation. There's zero awareness of where he is and what he's doing.
My stomach feels real bad. I get gassy all the time. Like, well, so, good. Maybe you should try some Gas-X.
So first, mom calls me up, okay? She calls me up, and she was just like, Jeffrey's been here for 6 days?
Again, and I fucking called him Jeremy, you fucker.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry.
do it a couple more times. See how many fucking laughing then.
The first time I thought you were shitting on me. So Jeffrey, sorry. Jeffrey. Is
it'll happen again. I know it's gonna happen. Fuck it. Okay.
I want you to know I don't consider you to be Uncle Jeffrey level. I am two loose cannons deep, and I will attribute it to that. I'm not trying to take shots on you on purpose.
No, the thing is, you know, when you really want to upset Rachel, just call her Amy. So, you know.
No, but Amy, though, I legit think Jeffrey calling you, mistaking you and Jeffrey is way worse, okay? So, now Jeffrey is has been staying with my mom now for 2 weeks. My mom, or 6 days. My mom calls me up. She's like, I've been living with Jeffrey for 6 days. Yesterday, he can't stop farting. He can't stop farting for even a second. And I ask him, Jeffrey, stop fucking farting. So, and my mom does not curse. So when she does curse, she's at her wit's end at this point. And she goes, he's like, well, you know, Lynn, you know, if I don't let the gas out, it builds up, and I can feel it going to my heart, and I'll have a heart attack. So he's
fucking Richard Clark crazy, where he can't get a boner, but he thinks if he drinks blood that he'll get a boner from it.
So he legit thinks that if his farts build up too high, then he'll have a heart attack and die, right? So he's like, Lynn, you know what got a fart, otherwise you know what's gonna happen, I'm gonna have a heart attack, okay? So if anything, you're being rude. So he's projecting that my sweet mother is being rude by not allowing him to fart.
This is fucking John Waters fucking funny. I mean, I swear, this is Baltimore at its best.
He's so ridiculous. But you have to understand, living with somebody with that level of schizophrenia, it takes a toll on your mental health, right? That's why people get paid to be around them. There's nobody who chooses to be around a schizophrenic person. No, you pay me for like $30 an hour and I'll watch this motherfucker so he doesn't go off the deep end, right? My mom's doing it for free. So Uncle Jeffrey is now mom's starting to kind of vent to me, right? And she goes, she was just like, listen, I am positive that there is a demon inside of Uncle Jeffrey. Okay, so mom is now telling me that there's a demon in him and that she is now studying the books of the Bible so that she can exorcise the demon because that's the thing that's been in him for so long. Do you understand? And I'm just going, I'm on the phone, I'm going, uh-huh, I'm listening, go ahead. I'm just letting her get this out.
You know he fucking hears voices, right?
Yeah, I get it. Yes, schizophrenics hear voices. Also, and I don't want to say that I don't believe in demon possession or demons in general. I'm just saying demons generally speaking, like if you're a demon, you're like, fuck, I gotta go hop in a body. At what part, like imagine like the human race as like a car lot. At what point do you walk around, you're like, that guy who farts all the time, that's the guy I'm hopping in. No demon's choosing that to be his vehicle. You choose like a vehicle, generally it's a young troubled woman, you know, or something like that. I've seen The Exorcism of Emily Rose, The Exorcist. They're generally young women, people you might consider weak of mind, children often that dig their claws in. Why would you don't choose Uncle Jeffrey? What are you getting out of life as a demon that it is Uncle Jeffrey, right? Like, I don't...
Didn't you see that scene in The Conjuring 4 when the guy explains, he's like, yeah, this is a farting demon. Yeah. They take over people's bodies. They make them fart all the time. Yeah, that's what they do. Right, right, Emmylou Harris?
So, yeah, that's right, yeah.
So my sweet mother sits there and talks for another... Our sweet mother talks about Uncle Jeffrey for another 20 minutes, and then listen, we have another crazy relative. Her name is Aunt Claudia, and she's fucking batshit, okay? She is the only one. First of all, Jeremy, you are third craziest in our immediate family. It's Jeff, it's then quick Claudia, and then gap you, okay? You need both of them to die before you're even considered near the top.
You're saying I'm crazier than Amy?
No, So Amy, listen, yes, you are fucking crazier than Amy. No, I'm not going to skate around that. Amy was very, very insane and she's done some insane things, but she has a schedule. She does her thing.
My normal is crazier than Amy's bad time.
Also, listen, there's factors, Jeremy, about just your general hygiene and stuff like that. Like, listen, I handle an Amy, but like you and I in a living situation those are things that are going to need to be worked out.
You had the worst of it last year when I had to vent about my bad boss that got fired.
Oh, so. Yeah. Well, crazy words I can handle. And there's some more coming about this story. So my mom then converses with our other, not a sane person. You understand? She's reaching out to our Aunt Claudia, who's fucking equally as crazy.
Is Claudia going to help with the exorcism?
Now they're working together on an exorcism for Uncle Jeffrey. Do you understand? Like, you first of all, like, where you start? You understand? Like, if you want to be in the exorcism world and you believe in exorcisms, all right, I you know, I've watched some documentaries and stuff like that. First of all, these are highly trained priests generally. They know the Bible inside and out. I'm not saying my mom and my sweet aunt don't know that, but like they also do tests like, does the motherfucker speak in tongues? Does this happen? Do they have knowledge that person would never have? Like, you understand? There's things that you see to see if it's a fucking demon, right? They're not doing any of this. They're going right to the goddamn cure part, right? It makes no... It's fucking ridiculous. The entire concept of them trying to do an exorcism, okay?
I don't have to be in any way... He's tried committing suicide how many times now? And he's a miserable fucking person with a miserable fucking life with no discipline whatsoever. He never learned discipline. He was locked in his room until, what, age 30-something? And never got a job. His parents didn't kick him out of the house like they should have fucking done. And this is the life that he's lived, which has been a loser and you know, never any ambition or anything in life. So I even know more trash on him, which I'm not going to share just because I'm not an asshole. But at the same time, the man has major problems.
But hey, if you'd like to hear more about it, there is a price that we can share that with, and it will be on our future Patreon episode. So this is just a taste into the sick world of the Woodworth family. Now,
I think I told you about his personal problems, which I don't share. I'm not going to share.
No, I've heard many of them, but I listen, you say that you're not going to share it on this forum. I want to get offline, and I'm saying, listen, we have a Patreon that gets up to like 20K a month. I'm sharing those goddamn stories. You have to understand that, okay? That's now out of the fucking vault and out of the archives, okay? That's what I'm willing to share. I need dough to share that kind of personal information, but I will. Now, I don't know if Jeremy will, but I'm pretty sure he has a price too, okay? He's like the $1 million man. Okay, but now, Jeremy, let me get back with this story. Now, flash forward 2 days after I talked to my mom about possibly starting an exorcism on my uncle, okay? On our uncle. Jeffrey gets admitted to the emergency room. Thank goodness. And the reason he gets there is because Saturday he's sitting around and he's drinking water, okay? And he can't stop pacing around the house. He drinks so many glasses of water. My mom said that he was drinking like a full, like good 20-ounce cup like every half hour.
That'll kill you in itself.
Yeah, so he gets up to like, it gets to like 7 o'clock at night, and he's like, oh, Lynn, I'm not feeling so good. I'm not feeling real great, blah, blah, blah. And mom's like, I couldn't stop him from drinking water. She has to go take him and drive him to the hospital because now he's drank so much water that his salts have dropped that he's now starting to go into shock and possibly have like seizures or a stroke at this point. And as she's driving, you know, he's been threatening to commit suicide all day. He's been calling his brothers to say, bring your 357 and I'm ready to fucking hop out of this world at this point. All right. And as mom's driving 60 miles an hour, he tries to open the door to jump out. So she has to fucking slam on the brakes, hold him in, gets him to the hospital. And for thank God this happened. Mom drops him off at the emergency room, and they ask him. He's like, you know, cut the shit. Have you tried to kill yourself? He's like, do you have a plan to kill yourself? He's like, yeah, I'm good. As soon as I find some scissors, I'm going to drop them right into my chest. And which, by the way, that's a shitty plan to try to kill yourself. Okay, like even
try going through the sternum. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You know, I'm going to pick the hardest part of my chest, and I'm going to try to kill myself that way because I've seen. That's where the gas builds up, right in my heart area, and I know if I just did it, it would pop like a balloon.
So he admits that, which puts him on suicide watch. So my mom has been free of my Uncle Jeremy since then. Jeremy, I did it again. Fucking Uncle Jeffrey.
Number four.
That time I really don't mean it. I love you so much. You are my sweet brother, and you're not that crazy.
I'm already prepared for it, so I'm gloves are still on. But no, this at this point it really hurts me because of mom having to deal with this stupidity.
Yeah, because at least when Dad was here, he had one. He didn't have many rules for us as children, right? But the one rule is just like, fucking Uncle Jeffrey is never fucking allowed in this house, and he was stern on that. So we never had to deal with him.
Number two is Jeffrey is a leech. He fucking uses mom, and he'll call her up. Be like, yeah, I need such and such. I need some gum from the store. I'm like, go fucking get it yourself, you lazy piece. She's got to fucking work for a living. You don't fucking do anything. I mean, I truly fucking...
No,
fucking,
he, he's quite the insufferable person to be around. So so now he's been in the hospital since then. There's no psych beds in the state of Maryland due to COVID-19. So he is just stuck there, and our sweet mother is looking for a group home that hopefully he can get in. Now, I came up with this good idea, dear Jeremy, because, I mean, as we've laid out, Jeff is a very insufferable person to be around, and he gets kicked out of every group home that he goes to. I think that you plan ahead, and you have like 3 month stints, and we're like, listen, you got him for 3 months, and then I swear we're gonna move him to this other one, and then that way, once a quarter between like four group homes is when you have to deal with Jeffrey, right?
I'm done talking about him. It's gotten me so pissed off now. I can't even keep a straight thought. So.
At what point do you? What's the dollar amount? What's the dollar figure that you need that you now have to be Jeffrey's caretaker? Like where's the dollar amount? And make it something reasonable. Like don't say $2 million. Like because I do it for $2 million, right? But what's the least you'll take to watch Uncle Jeffrey?
It's. Let me clear my throat. Now, I guess the stipulation is: how long do I have to be dealing with him from day to day? Because I could literally lock him into a quiet room and just feed him through a door.
Okay, I mean, you have to be
hose him down once every week.
So here is the stipulation: he lives at your house, not in your house though. You get to build a separate structure in your backyard, and he has to stay there. But you have to feed him and take care of him, and spend at least 2 to 3 hours a day with him.
Ooh, 2 to 3 hours a day.
2 to 3 hours a day. But it's your only job, okay? That's your only job. You don't have to go to work. You just have to take care of Uncle Jeremy. Jeffrey. No, it's not even becoming a joke anymore.
So, you know, I mean, even $100,000 a year, I could fucking bring him into the house and play video games with him a couple hours a day, and that would be livable. It's when he starts getting stupid and starts acting out and, you know, doing stupid shit like drinking water that it'd be like, okay, I need to lock you in a room somewhere so you won't be stupid, so you can't be acting out. And you know, that's what has to be done sometimes with him.
Do you do it for $30,000 a year?
Oh, fuck no.
Do you do it?
I'd kill him for $30,000. Fuck.
Do you do it? $60K a year.
No. No, it's not worth it. No, I would give. I would I, if even if I tried, I'd give up within probably a month.
100K, 100K, 110K.
That's almost doable. That's almost doable.
110K, 110K. That's where we're at.
Almost doable.
Almost doable. You think about it at least.
It would be painful, but yeah, it's doable.
Okay, so. give me a dollar amount. You have to be in a van with Uncle Jeffrey to drive from here to California, to Alaska.
The question is how far he gets.
Three weeks.
Does he make it to Ohio alive?
You have to do like the
man. This man wants to get out of a moving car going to the fucking hospital. You think he's going to make it to Alaska?
Jerry, what?
Is he going to be in the back of a fucking oil truck with the guy that sells vacuum cleaners from Breaking Bad?
Jerry, what? All right, look, what is your dollar amount, okay, to basically do the cannonball run from the East Coast to West Coast, and your co-pilot is Jeffrey.
Duct tape his fucking mouth shut. There's another way. You'd never make it. Well, the first 10 miles. Hey, do you remember the thing?
Hey, Jeremy, do you think you pull over the McDonald's? I think I gotta use the bathroom real quick.
Man, imagine like fucking Peter Stormare and Buscemi together driving. That's like fucking heaven compared to being in a vehicle with Jeffrey driving.
Jeff, we're trying to do the cannonball run here. We can't stop at every goddamn McDonald's.
Jeremy, you're driving a little faster. Yeah, I'm going to drive even more faster than you in the fucking fast seat, motherfucker. I will run this fucker off the road.
Okay. All right. Now, here's a good hypothetical for Uncle Jeffrey.
Get better and better.
Do you think you could do this, okay? $100,000, and all you have to do is find Uncle Jeffrey a wife that will then take care of him.
Nobody wishes such a horrible thing on any woman.
Do you think you could make that happen?
Oh, wait a second. Elizabeth Warren, if she ever got divorced?
Oh, you think Elizabeth Warren. That's where you go with that.
Well, you know, he loves Indians. So.
Okay, that's a good call. I think
the tribes. So.
I think I could find, like, for 100K, okay, if I'm really thinking about it, right? 100K. I go and I get, I go find the lowest end mail order bride. Okay. I'm thinking 20K. Okay. I say, hey, listen, all you got to do is marry this schizophrenic guy. And I'm going to give you 30K after you're over here. And then I'm left with 50,000 at that point, okay? And I'll be like, hey, he's your fucking problem after that. You got to take care of him, and that now you're an American citizen.
Yeah, this is where you need to dig the hole.
I mean, I would be setting him up for immediate murder by some sweet spinstress at that point. But hey, she'd have to figure out the murder, though. No, right? Like, she would have to make those kind of decisions to dispose of the body. I feel like I would be removed enough, and I would also have $50,000. I think I could make that happen.
Yeah, let's make it. Let's do that. Yeah.
See, that's the best way we could do it. Find some Ukrainian hunger-starved lady to come here, take care of our sweet uncle, and then we make a cool 50K. I mean, I think this is smart.
I remember the last post that Mom posted with Jeffrey's birthday, and it was like, he's 64. I was like, oh, good. It's also his IQ. Hey, every year he gets older, he gets smarter.
You know the funny thing is, though, I know we were talking earlier about old Uncle Jeffrey, and the funny part about all of it is, remember we were talking about Mom possibly doing an exorcism. Ever since he's been in the hospital, the exorcism shit left right away, and I was just like, okay, cool, you know, I'm glad you're not trying to DIY yourself a demon out of somebody. It was a good move on her part.
I say call the rabbi, so do the Jewish exorcism versus the Catholic. So.
Anyway,
the kids.
Yeah, I had to go yell at the kids. Now, hey, now that I've talked about our sweet uncle enough to drive you to the point of madness, because I brought you to an edge. Okay, now I'm ready to bring you back.
I'm sorry, I got a little angry.
You got a little smidge.
Because I wanted him to die.
He pushes some buttons on you, and listen, I'm a button pusher. You know that, okay? You push my buttons constantly.
I love it most of the time.
You do. The thing is, there's a couple topics that I can bring up that I know I got to dance around very gently. And
well, I'm sorry that we were drinking during the Super Bowl and I got a little hot. So.
I know there's certain subjects I have to dance around a little bit, but...
We can talk about, you know, so many things except when we were drinking too much, so, and then we get a little too hot. So
it's weird, though, but have you ever seen me? I think I've gotten hot with you a couple times, but it's mostly because you've done something that I felt you've wronged me in a way, right? Like I know
you were paying big bucks for that, and I know I was being an asshole. So.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. No, now I'm angry. I've already let that go.
Thanks for fucking up my show, asshole.
I've let that go already. I've moved on past that. I've forgiven you 10 times over. Now, last week's episode, Jeremy, we did the movie Quarantine. Unfortunately, you couldn't break it down. Is there anything you want to share about the movie Quarantine? Your thoughts, your feelings, and... What's that?
You mean Teeth. You mean the movie Teeth.
Oh, you're right. We did do Teeth. You were on Quarantine. The movie Teeth... I would assume it's one of your favorites. I don't know where you stand on Teeth. What are your thoughts on Teeth, Jer?
I don't know. I mean, it's probably the greatest movie of a dog eating a dick.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say it's there. It's on your Mount Rushmore of dick eating movies.
The other thing is a great PSA that you know, all men need to know that pretty much all females have teeth in their vaginas. And eventually, you know, you get married and your wife eats your dick off and then you die. And that's how children are made. So, you know, sometimes they only eat half your dick and then you have one child. And then when they eat the other part of your dick, you have another child. And then after they eat your entire dick, you're dead. So that's pretty much what my dad taught me growing up. And I've never had children, so I got my full dick.
So far, so good.
She hasn't eaten my dick off, but she's after all these years, she's eaten my balls, and I'm pretty much a kind of a woman, you know. I don't
okay
have anymore.
Jeremy, today you went and got a new TV, a used TV.
Yes. Did you see the picture?
I did. It looks massive. So, yeah, can you take us through this purchase that you made today?
I went out to Finksburg.
Ooh, way up in Pennsylvania, huh?
No, it's only halfway to your place in Sykesville.
Oh yeah. I'm a fucking idiot. Okay, yes, geography. I'm good at it.
Just at the top of 795. So, yeah, this guy was probably pushing 450 pounds. Definitely a nerdy guy with a Star Wars t-shirt on, and got to share some Star Wars pictures with him.
Did you fucking share your Star Wars nudes real quick? And you're like, ooh, hey, have you ever seen a Sarlacc fucking titties? Look at that. Yeah, that's fucking hot.
I was
right
like,
there.
Hey, you ever seen a clown naked? So
hey,
he was like, get out of my house. I'm like, what?
Hey, I just wanted you to know I just wanted you to know I got a fans only page where I show my sweet clown titties off to everybody.
By the way, did you see the comments I left on your Paco's Got Balls last night?
No, I didn't see them because that video got taken down. I will tell you off air why it got taken down, but I'll tell you it got removed from Facebook.
Well, by the way, one of my comments was when you came on, I said, "Is that Stavros?"
Oh, come on, man! Come on, dude.
I know you have a full head of hair, so
I'm not, dude. Stavros is like he's gone. Shout outs, Cumtown, but listen, I'm a handsome man, okay? I'm a handsome man from
and you have a
nipple
full set
up.
Of teeth.
I got a full set of teeth. I have all my hair, and I'm at least 60 to 70 pounds lighter than that guy, okay?
Have you heard he's going to grow out his hair to have a ponytail?
I want it so bad. I want him to look like Paul E. Heyman straight out of the WWE and announcing Brock Lesnar and Nick Mullen wherever he goes. That's what I want to see.
It's your fault for getting me into Pumpkin Town, and I do start to love it now.
It really is. You have to let like three episodes wash over you before you really understand the level of stupidity and the charm between the three of them, you know.
I hate to say they got me with the anti-Semitism, so
it's a fucking fire ass show,
but anyway what was our topic again? We were talking
about your TV that you picked up. Okay. Today now you, okay, what kind of TV did you get? Why did you get it, and why does it look like it weighs 400 pounds?
Well, it's actually only like 40 pounds, even though it is ginormous. It's a 60-inch Mitsubishi, and I don't know if it's like 10 years old, 20 years old, but he says he's replaced a bulb in it twice because it is a projection. But it is 1080. It is HD. It's got the HD's ports, three of them, and Yeah, the only reason I bought it, even though I don't want to, I hate moving big TVs. It's a big pain in the ass, but I can finally see my 3D Blu-rays on it. So.
Oh, so it is a 3D TV. Now, did he give you the special glasses that go with
it? No, he didn't. He didn't have the glasses, but I know it's compatible. He showed me on the screen what I need to do. And yeah, I can watch my Hobbits in 3D.
Ooh.
The Resident Evil movie in 3D. And my Abraham Lincoln versus the vampires.
Oh, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer?
Yes.
Do you want to know what's really funny, Jeremy? Before that movie came out, I bought that book. And I've read the book, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer. And
the movie's all right.
The book, I've never even watched the movie, but I fucking love that book. It was fucking hilarious. It's an easy read.
Oh, you don't want the movie to spoil it for you.
No, I got it back in when I was in college, and I just saw it like at Walmart, and I was like, oh, this is like $2. I'm going to buy this. And the author who writes that, whose name eludes me at this moment, but he's written two books, and they're both like these kind of...
Johnny Saxon?
They're both fictional historical books that he's written. One is Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer. The other is Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies. Those are his two.
Oh, yeah. I heard that one was really bad, but I still wanted to see it.
Yeah, I did want to watch that too, but I've never read or seen Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies. Nor have I seen Pride and Prejudice either, for that matter.
I'm very upset that they never made... Bubba Hotep and the Vampire Bitches.
Yeah, that deserves another thing. You want to know something? I'll come clean right now. I've never seen Bubba Hotep either. Never watched it. I've never fucking watched it. And I know it's a Bruce Campbell classic, and I know I haven't seen it.
Dude, Ozzie Smith, one of the greatest black actors of our generation, said that he went to an audition for another film that probably would have paid out the ass for him and was probably a big-time director. He went and did an audition badly on purpose to make sure that he could do Bubba Hotep.
Oh, yeah?
And his reason when he read the script, he's like, I get to do the movie about a guy whose pee-pee hurts because he's got VDs. So, and also the fact that he's actually crazy and he's a black man who thinks that he's actually JFK. So,
I know... For some reason, because we were talking about Bruce Campbell, it always brings to mind Sam Raimi for me, Jeremy. And obviously Sam Raimi is has now been brought on as the director of the new Doctor Strange movie, which means he'll be working in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I think somebody Cumberbatch has lost his job.
No, Cumberbatch is going to be Doctor Strange. That's already confirmed.
I don't think so.
Oh, you think Bruce Campbell is going to be Doctor Strange now? That's
exactly the way he should.
How much money do you want to put on it?
I'd absolutely be wrong, but my dream and my sexual fantasy is always Bruce Campbell as Doctor Strange.
Well, think about this: where do you if he's not? He's not going to be Doctor Strange. That's already in MCU. They're usually stuck on their actors. After you're a character, unless you're the Incredible Hulk, they'll you're that character moving forward.
By the way, if they bring back any sort of little cameo with Iron Man, that's going to be Bruce Campbell as well. So.
Now, who would you make Bruce Campbell as in the Marvel Universe? Knowing the established characters, where we are right now, what character that hasn't been introduced yet would you make Bruce Campbell?
Hasn't been?
Yeah, a character who hasn't entered the MCU yet, doesn't have an actor or anybody pinned to him.
I'm not that much of a nerd to even know comic books, so I'm not going to say I know anything. But my guess would be the Fool Killer. So,
Fool Killer?
Yeah, Fool Killer.
Okay. I don't even know. Is that a thing?
He's a lesser known, what do you call it? He's not like the Punisher. He's not as good as the Punisher. He's just another vigilante. But the writing in the comic was kind of funny, the way he picks his victims. Some guy like... throws a dog out a window one day, so he decides to kill that guy. So, just the commentary of the comic was kind of funny. So,
okay, I'm looking up Fool Killer. It's a fictional character.
I think it was done in the mid-90s, like 95. It was very small. It's just a little Marvel character. And
okay, I like it. He looks like what Deadpool eventually became.
He's just a vigilante, but the writing made it worth it. So,
all right, I don't hate that. So I have two that I would pick. Okay, for old Bruce. Now, as you know, since Fox Studios has been brought, that means they own the rights to the X-Men and the Fantastic Four as they're being folded into the MCU, probably starting now in Phase 4.
Oh, shoot, 4. I should have said the leader of the Fantastic Four. That'd be a great Bruce.
Oh, you're gonna go Dr. Reed Richards?
Yeah, Dr. Plastic.
No, I can't make him Reed Richards. I can't do that. Reed Richards is too much of a straight man. He's not comical. I got to give him somebody who would be funny. So I'm going to give a name, a bad guy, I'm going to name a good guy, and they're both in the X-Men world, okay? Now, I'll choose my weaker choice. This would be my first choice, but the X-Men villain, Mr. Sinister, okay? Mr. Sinister as Bruce Campbell, a chin that could kill, the fact that all of Mr. Sinister's plots make no sense. He has no direction. He just does evil shit to be evil. There's never any type of direction behind it. That's my first choice. Now, my second choice, Jeremy, you have to be a fan of the Marvel TV series because this is where this character was introduced. I choose the shape-shifting Morph because if you gave Bruce Campbell the ability to shape-shift and turn into different people and then just come back as like, what are you talking about, baby? It's just me. That's the perfect Bruce Campbell character to me.
What is his name again? Mr. Morph?
Morph. His name is just Morph. And he basically is just a shape-shifter. He can just look like other people. That's his mutant power.
So I'm going to Mr. Sinister. It's pretty much just King Diamond, right?
Yeah, he's pretty much King Diamond, yes. But I could see a Bruce Campbell. Plus, Mr. Sinister always has a strong chin. So,
okay, so this is Morph right here?
No, Morph. Type in Morph X-Men. You pulled up like some weird gremlin-looking... I don't know what that
it's
is.
He's like a kid's claymation character.
Ew, I don't like it. Don't ever show it to me again.
I feel dirty now.
Yeah, if you type in Morph X-Men, you'll see. And I see Bruce Campbell right in this character.
Oh, is he like a blonde guy that wears like an X-Men kind of thing? All right, so. Yeah, I mean, come on. Reed Richards... You know, seeing his face elongated and whenever he stretches and shit with Bruce Campbell, that's... Oh, shit.
No, I got you. I just shared my screen. That's Morph.
No, I don't see it.
You don't see my screen?
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. Okay, good.
There you go. See?
Yeah. At least I was looking at the right thing.
Look at me. I'm Morph. And look, this was the 90s. I had this action figure from the show right here. Look, he came with all these different heads. Like, ooh, you want to put a Cyclops head? See, if you got the Morph character, that means you instantly could have Wolverine and Cyclops.
So he's a shapeshifter.
Yeah, shapeshifter.
He's like Renee Bergenois in Deep Space Nine.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. I guess that's like a superpower. It's like the blue chick Raven slash
You're thinking of Mystique.
Mystique, yeah. Yes. Is her other name Raven?
Yes, her real name is Raven. You She's did a good job. Shout outs X-Men First Class, which is actually a pretty decent X-Men movie. So anyway, I guess that's the end of the show, Jer. We did it.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine how great it is for teenagers these days for like an X-Men Blu-ray to watch in slow motion?
I'm not sure. How great is it? Explain.
Watching a blue chick almost naked do fight moves and practically naked, and you get to slow-mo watch it as a teen. So.
Oh, you're just saying like a Blu-ray because when we lived in VHS times, if you tried to freeze something like Sharon Stone uncrossing her legs, all you got was like some weird fucking still with like a bunch of track lines, and then most of the time you would accidentally pause on Michael Douglas's fucking leathery face, and you just can't jade in that.
And you try to go back and it doesn't help. It just gets worse.
Damn it. Oh, man.
Hey, well, you wore out the tape. You were watching so much with your parents away. They're like, why is this part of the VHS so bad now? Oh, the kid's been watching that part in slow motion for hours. I'm jerking off.
Hey, well, that brings us to an end of our show. Hey, the Second Saturday Shit Show is free every second Saturday of the month. That's hosted by Miss Kimberly Callahan and Michael Quinlan. Check that shit out live from the Auto Bar. You can find all things Eric Comedy at ericcomedy.com. Hey, check out my new service. $30, I'll make you a one-minute song. Holler at a player. Jeremy, take us out.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed my take on the movie Teeth. Hey.
Me and my new girl just hanging out, walking on the beach, body screaming loud. She knows I'm crazy, and I know she's nuts, but when we get together, we make the cut. But I know when the lights go down, we will be back at my place screaming loud. And after a minute and a half is up, I will be done. I'll know what to do. Again, hanging with my boo, young love is blossoming, just me and you, taking selfies and posting on the gram. Oh, happy day now, just me and Pam. But I know when the lights are low, I will be back at my place, feel the glow. Baby, oh, I pull out. This I know is true. 2 weeks later, Pam up and left. My heart is missing. There was a theft. She said I worked too much and I was always gone. All I have is this memory and this little song. Oh, but Pam, she called me up one night to let me know that she was 8 months pregnant, and it's mine. And it's all because I use my little move. You ought to know. I pulled her out. Not a proven method, baby. Oh, I pulled her out. Now I got the child support. I pulled her out. She already filed the paperwork, baby. Oh, I pulled her out. This I know is true. And that's my little story. I don't know what to do, but I pulled out. I pulled out. Don't pull out.